Recognizing buying signals. Well, these are common buying signals. The customer will begin talking faster, or will brighten up, or will ask about price. Sometimes the customer asks about delivery. Sometimes the customer changes posture or begins calculating numbers. Sometimes the customer asks smokescreen objections. Any noticeable change in attitude, posture, voice, or behavior can indicate that a buying decision is near. When you sense that, when the person starts changing or fidgeting or calculating numbers, say, well, when would you like us to get started with this? Or would you like us to get going with this right away? Or how many would you like us to deliver? Or would you like us to deliver to your office or to your warehouse? Ask a closing question whenever you see the person beginning to change demeanor. Reasons why the close is difficult, we've talked about this before, but let's just review them quickly. First of all, the salesperson's natural fear of rejection. We're very, very uneasy about being rejected, so we're afraid to subject ourselves to a no. The solution to the fear of rejection is simply this: do the thing you fear, and then the death of fear is certain. Keep confronting what you fear over and over again. Keep asking for the order over and over again until you get to the point where you don't have a nerve in your body when it comes to the close. This is very, very important. The fear of failure on the part of the customer, fear of purchasing the wrong article, fear of paying too much, fear of criticism for making a wrong choice. Do you know how many wives hold off making choices because they're afraid of what their husbands will say? How many husbands because of what their wives will say? How many business people because of what their partners will say? Remember, this fear of being criticized for making a wrong choice is a strong, strong subconscious fear that holds people back. Human inertia, laziness, is a real block to making a change. People are comfortable. They're in their comfort zone doing what they've been doing up to now. Sometimes you can have a cheaper product, a better product, a more attractive product, but it's just not enough, it seems, to get that person to change from their current supplier. And that means you're going to have to work on them, and you're going to have to work, and you're going to have to come back, and you're going to have to keep giving them more and more reasons. The reluctance to make a decision because the buying decision can be so emotional. We know that there's always stress at the point of a buying decision. Whenever we feel stress, whenever we feel it coming out of our comfort zone, we push away. And that's why you have to get past the close as quickly as possible, or often you'll be sunk. And remember, the way that you overcome these obstacles or these objections is to be very, very positive in yourself, very eager to close, very enthusiastic. 5 closing errors to avoid. Telling the prospect he's wrong, arguing, trying to win. Never, never argue with a prospect. Never tell them that they are wrong. Never tell them that their assessment of your product is wrong. There's an old saying that a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So instead of saying, Mr. Prospect, you're wrong, say, well, Mr. Prospect, that's a very valid concern. And many of our other customers have had those concerns. And here's a couple of letters from people who had exactly these concerns. For instance, all the time, people are saying, your product is too highly priced. It's really too expensive for today's market. And you have sold them. Then get letters from these people that said, when we first saw this product, we felt that it was too highly priced for today's market. But then we went ahead and bought it, and this is what we found, and we're glad we did. In other words, get proof that can back it up. Get what is called third-party proof. So it isn't you saying that it's a good idea. It's somebody else who has been in the same position as the customer. Expressing your opinions to a prospect on subjects of a personal nature, religion, politics, labor unions, health, family, so on. Don't talk about personal subjects to prospects. Even if they want to talk about them, skirt them very, very carefully, because you can get embroiled in a discussion that will lead nowhere. Don't ever knock the competition. If your competition's name is brought up and they say, what do you think about ABC Company that they deal with? You say, Mr. Prospect, ABC Company is an excellent company. They have excellent products. However, many of the people who are buying our products once used ABC's, and they switched to us, and would you like to know the reasons why? And then concentrate on selling the values and benefits of your products, but never knock your competition. And finally, the last two, assuming authority that you don't have. Don't ever make promises you can't keep. And don't ever engage in overselling or saying that the product can do something that it cannot do. We had a situation recently where an office equipment salesman lost a $6,000 sale for a very, very expensive automatic copier and printer because he said it would do something that it couldn't do. And he lost the sale, and his commission on that was probably $1,000. And he had oversold it. He hadn't bothered to check the specifications and find that it wouldn't do it. And as soon as I saw the machine, I said, it won't do what it's been bought to do. The guy said, oh, yes, it will. I said, no, it won't. I can just tell by looking at it. And as it turned out, it couldn't, and they lost the sale, and they lost an enormous amount of credibility.